Let me ask you this about your sort of loose coalition. I have three sort of categories: merchants, homeowners, and renters. Could you say something about sort of how each one of those categories fit into this, starting with merchants? Were merchants, like in Hayes Valley, you mentioned earlier that merchants were always concerned about crime, and that once the road came down over Hayes Street, they became enthusiastic. Were they?
They were not that interested in the most part, for the most part, in the rest of the freeway. They were, most of the merchants on Hayes Street were not from the neighborhood. A few of them were, like the guy that has the the shop next to the grocery, near the grocery store. I can't think of his name. Well, he lives above the store, and so he was interested.
When you say interested or disinterested, do you mean that they were agnostic?
They had gotten what they wanted, you see, and Hayes Street was taking off, and they weren't that interested in the rest of the neighborhood because they didn't live here.
But did they support rebuilding
it for traffic? They were getting customers because their shops had become a destination for people visiting the Civic Center, so they really weren't dependent on, didn't really need neighborhood people to shop there, and the neighborhood people couldn't afford to shop there anyway, for the most part. And so they weren't really so interested for the most part, but we did get a group of them to, and they didn't have any money either. They were struggling, so they really didn't have money to put up. But we did get a group of merchants to go together to do a raffle where each of the merchants put up a prize, and then we had a drawing. We sold tickets, raffle tickets, and then we had a drawing. And it seems to me that it raised about $1,500 maybe.
But what about beyond just Hayes Street? What about other merchants? I mean, was it an issue like, if you don't rebuild the road, we're not going to have customers?
The Hayes Street merchants, Upper Hayes. Upper Hayes.
Did what now?
They wanted that freeway there because they said that people were not going to be able to get to the Upper Hayes. But I never really understood this because every time I went to the Upper Hayes in my car, it was just a traffic jam. And there weren't any parking spaces up there. I mean, I don't remember, since I've lived here in 92, ever finding a parking space at a meter in the Upper Hayes. And so there are always lots of people looking for parking spaces. I even at one time had to go to one of the shops to pick something up, and rang the doorbell of some resident and said, offered to pay them for just to park in their driveway for 15 minutes so I could go in and get something, you know. I mean, that's how bad it is. So to think that, I don't know how they could get any more cars up in the Upper Hayes than they already have.
But were they active, or were they just ambivalent?
Yeah, they were an organized group, and so they were one of the groups that were against us. And then some of the other neighborhood groups were, and the West End were certainly against
right,
us.
Right.
These were organized groups.
Right.
So,
okay, so merchants,
You know how the merchants are now. They really kind of stick to their own issues, and they don't see themselves as so involved with the neighborhood. Although they're very appreciative, I think, of the help that we gave them with the formula retail stuff, and